We're starting Ois Samech Vav. Page Nun Gimel in the Reb Chaim Friedlander.
What number is that?
66. Amar Seichel, Katrich, Mlova, Ela, Inya, Tchias HaMesim, Shana, Mamina, Boi, Vada, Bili, Shom, Sofek. We need to explain Tchias HaMesim. Amar, Ana, Shom, Aloi, Zeach, Ben, Adram, Shekvar, Harry, Seichel, Avaram, Ki, Chafetz, Ani, Lama, Al, Tochi. Now, yes, I'm very curious to understand what is Tchias HaMesim all about. Talked the Seichel. I'll explain to you what it's about. When a person created, Hashem created man, he created a dual being, a being that has a guf and a neshama. Is HaKodesh. In order to do Avodas HaKodesh, one needs to use the guf and one needs to use the neshama. Chofetz Chavava says that there are three types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that use only the neshama. For example, emunah, bitachon, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. There are mitzvahs that use primarily the guf, lulav, matzah. And then there are mitzvahs that use both, Torah and tefillah. But al kaponim, there's definitely part of Avodas Hashem which needs the guf, part of Avodas Hashem which needs the neshama. So he says, "Hatur hinei hay ro'u Yehu shegam bekabalas haschar hanitzchi yachdav yiyu ki lo yitoch in shi'a guf amal v'lo eloi." So he says part of the reason for Tchias HaMesim is it would not be appropriate if the guf that's involved in mitzvahs never was rewarded. Hashem would not hold back reward from the guf, doesn't hold reward back from anything. One needs explanation. How, what is the shidduch between the guf and the neshama? How did the guf and the neshama get together? B'schabram, when they get together, b'spardam, when they separate, u'v'shuvam l'schabram, when they come back together for Tchias HaMesim. Kol Eila Yifal Kel im Kol Ha'adam. Hashem does this for everybody. V'u'loidav, and it's not for any, it's not for naught. But it needs an explanation. Akein Eila Apratim Heim Shetzuchim Bir U'Bir Roiv Rachav U'Maspeh. This is what I need to explain now. So we're in a new part of the book, right? We're in a new part of the Sefer. The Sefer till now was discussing Hashem, discussing the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. Now, no longer discussing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's more discussing mankind. Now, it's discussing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind. So it's not like it's nothing to do, but I'm saying that the ikur tochen of the conversation is going to be that way. Now, Amar Neshama 69.
Is the body just a slave of the mind?
No. Because the body,
Isn't like the mind is the master?
no. Because the body doesn't mean physical cells only. It also means instincts. It also means the physical desire to fulfill what the body requires. So the body has a lot of chokhmah to it in the way it responds to certain triggers and certain right situations. Think about an animal. Animals have tremendous amount of chokhmah. Right? Beavers make dams and all sorts of stuff, right? And other animals and animals know how to what's it called? Procreate.
Appropriate.
And animals know how to eat. So that's what we're talking about when we say goof. We mean that all the physical part of it, of the man, of man. For many people, it's possible that their neshama is slave to their body. Amra neshama, vade davar zet tzarech bir. So the neshama says, "Yeah, I was wondering what it needs to be explained." Mazos asa lokim gufu neshama b'shtei yitziras, v'lo yitzira achas, shi'yeh ha'adam mitzius achas, I was just working on this question, actually. Okay, so the
question of what?
This question is saying, I have a feeling he asked this question already. So, his question he's asking now is that animals were created fully. Animal, it's a great question. And why does Hashem create man this way? It seems like an illogical way to create man. Right? Think about it like this. We have animals, which are 100% physical. You have angels, which are 100% spiritual. So if Hashem wants to make Adam, what did he do? He made the Adam with a guf, which is the same guf as the 100% physical guf. And then he put into that a foreign being of a neshama, which is 100% spiritual. So he made them have a little bit of both, animal and angel. Right? Yeah?
Right.
No, so listen to Ramchal's kashya. So for Ramchal, why do you have to do that? It's such a weird way to make the creature you're trying to create. Instead of creating the animal being 100% physical from the animal side and then 100% spiritual from the spiritual side, just create a new machine that is 50% spiritual and 50% physical. Don't, right? What you did now makes no sense. That's the question.
Why does it make sense?
Because why, like I gave an example last time, I think, when you learned this. Right? Let's say there's two types of phones, right? There's an Android and there's an iPhone. I want to make a third phone that has in it all the advantages of both. So I guess there's two ways to do that. I can dismantle an iPhone, dismantle an Android, and put them together and hope that it works. But they don't really, it's not a good way to create that machine. Probably makes more sense is get on my own team, tell them what's good about iPhone, what's good about Android, and tell them to make a phone that has the advantages of both. But then take pieces from here, pieces from there, and then put it together. So Hashem took the body of an animal, the neshama of a malach, and put it together and said, hey, there's a human being. You didn't have to do that. You could have just made a semi-spiritual, semi-physical being at a scratch. He doesn't have to be fully spiritual and fully physical at the same time. So Amar, it's a great question. I love this question. So Amar HaSeichel, so HaSeichel explains, HaKavon HaYoyna, HaLashamata Kvar, I already explained this to you, HaYoyisa Ach LaHitiv Ala Adam, that the whole purpose of everything was to be mative to mankind. L'Zakos, that he should be zoicha through what he fixes up in the Bria. And therefore, we get back into the whole concept of fixing everything up. Hashem made the guf very, very physical, built the roi layer ba'ar kedushasai, that it shouldn't be able to address spirituality at all. Because of its nature. Because in order to gain physical, in order to be, you need to be properly prepared. וזה החושך שמות פה הוא בחוקה של הגוף הזה. הוא השם אסון מגרום את כל הטבע של ראש השעות הסבוים. Okay, so he says like this. I'm going to explain to you the answer. The answer is because the point of the creation of man was not to create a very good, middle of the road, not fully spiritual, not fully physical creature that can do things in the world. No. The vart was to give man the opportunity to fix stuff up in the Bria. That's the whole point, is to find Hashem in the Bria. We have to find Hashem. Hashem didn't want to make himself so noticeable without being found. So since the point of the Bria is to, for us to perfect, what we need to do is use our spiritual side, and through using the spiritual side, uplift the physical. So there has to be that we're using it for the most physical type of goof that exists. And yet, even though it's the most physical type of goof that exists, you can use your tzad neshama to elevate it. And since that's the job of mankind, that's why it was created in that way. Okay? That's what he says here. And he says, this is what we found by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he completely elevated the guf. And that's why you could see this, the light through his skin. Why? Because his guf kibat didn't exist. Okay? So we'll stop here, but that's the, you know.
So where did we stop?
Middle, towards the end of 70.
The end of 70. Up to our time.
Yishkach.